Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. The cattle industry's been an integral part of Texas history for hundreds of years. What can you tell us about one of the groups charged with protecting Texas cattle?
Well, Tony, there's many organizations that have been created to help protect Texas' valuable cattle industry. We are the number one cattle producing state in the nation, so that shouldn't come as any surprise. One of the oldest associations is the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, which I'm a member. It was founded by 40 cattlemen in 1877 in Graham, Texas. Originally, it was created as a trade organization for cattle raisers and landowners to help fight cattle thieves in the region.
So what strategies did they use?
They used a system of assessment per head. Depends on how many cattle you have as to what your dues are. It was adopted along with an inspection system. Tony, they have special rangers, and they're commissioned peace officers. And they were located all along the trails, at the shipping points, and at the terminal markets. And this practice resulted in recovering many cattle that got into herds where they didn't belong, some of them by accident and some of them by design. The protection offered by this system drew small and large operators into this great association.
So what's their role today?
Well, today, the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association represents more than 16,000 beef cattle producers. These are ranching families and businesses who manage approximately 4 million head of cattle. The association provides a law enforcement and livestock inspection services, legislative and regulatory advocacy, industry news and information.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.